A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Nightcast Creative, Dicey Cantina, and Erica Goodwitch present Path of the Storm, a High Republic adventure. The Republic is in a new renaissance. The newly christened Starlight Beacon serves as a ray of hope in the far reaches of the galaxy. But the era of peace and prosperity is under siege. The great hyperspace disaster has spread fear across the stars. As the brave Jedi Knights race to respond to the catastrophe, new threats emerge. The Nihil, anarchistic outlaws from the edges of the Outer Rim, sow discord throughout the galaxy. In the Anuit sector, a pair of Jedi Knights drop out of hyperspace on their journey back to Bava. Picking up a distress call, the two begin to investigate, unaware of the dangers that lie ahead.
Hi, I'm Andrew, host of the Dicey Cantina, and in this series, I'll be playing Becros, a Sentinel artisan and hotshot pilot. Becros is a Kelador whose silver irises indicate his affinity in the Force. He is of average height and size with a deep orange skin tone, and he leaves his customized breathing mask on 90% of the time, being that he's away from Kelador most often. Becros has tinkered with just about everything mechanical in his life. His lightsaber looks a little more cobbled together than most, with gears and sprockets making up the hilt. But more than anything, he loves to fly. His emotional strength is his enthusiasm, and he loves tackling new errors and problems. However, his enthusiasm is balanced by his emotional weakness, recklessness. Becros hasn't been a Jedi for very long, despite his age. The kind beings within the Order would say that he was simply held back a year, or five. And the more honest masters would confirm that Becros cares more greatly for flying and flying machines than any of the other tasks they've set for him.
I'm Mark, host of Coruscant Knights, and in this series I'm playing Kel, a Drabbaton counselor teacher. As a Jedi Knight, Kel is very patient and trusting. He's not quick to violence and only wields his lightsaber when no other options are present. Kel is average height, with blue-gray skin and a large mouth. He wears the Jedi field armor proudly, and spends most of his time teaching the ways of the Force, away from the confines of the core worlds. His lightsaber shows his affinity for travel, and is worn with wear. He hopes that his next journey around the galaxy will end with him attaining the rank of Jedi Master. His emotional strength of curiosity stems from his unique view of the Force. Kel sees the strength of the Force in those people, places, and things that sentients touch or put their intentions in. But when he goes down a leppy hole, this curiosity about the Force of intentions can become a bit of an obsession.
As we begin, please roll your destiny.
You get to roll two.
Oh my god. Is that these? It's the Force die?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Two dark side.
One dark side.
One dark side.
One. Okay. We're starting with four dark side points.
Ha! Beautiful.
So you've already won.
For you.
We see the void of space. Stars glistening in the faint distance. And then a single ship blips into real space. It's a small two-person fighter, most notable in this era, as a Jedi Vector. If Mark and Andrew would like to introduce your characters now.
Sure. So I'm playing Becros, a Kelador artisan mechanic pilot. He is currently piloting the Vector, doing a very smooth and excellent job of it, and hanging out with his good friend
Kel, Drabbaton. He's got a big mouth, grayish skin. He is a consular teacher. He's a little bit older. He's got some interesting views on the Force that continue to drive him forward, looking curiously at the planets that he visits and the people who live on them.
All right, so Kel and Becros. Do you guys, have you known each other long? Obviously, you're both Jedi Order, but there are a lot of Jedi.
I think we've been stationed at the outpost on Bava for a while now. There's another Jedi there who has a Padawan, but neither of us currently have, well, at least Kel doesn't currently have a Padawan. I would assume that if Becros has a Padawan, the Padawan would be here.
Instead of you, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, Becros is a little bit, I mean, he's really kind-hearted, but a little bit of a show-off. And so I think that the Order is a little hesitant whenever assigning Padawans to Becros. I think that those Padawans tend to be a little less ruly than the rest.
All right. Well, you've come into the Anawad sector. So you might be heading back actually to your outpost post on Bava just for a visit. Or maybe you're returning there after a jaunt elsewhere. But as you blip into real space, a notification pops up on your display. There is a ship signaling.
Sounds like we got a message. Flip the message on.
What is that? Signal.
Just turned on. Let's
listen. It's a transmission.
Transmission. We're receiving a transmission, Kel.
Okay.
Attention. Any vessel that's within range of this transmission, we are in need of assistance. Our ship was ambushed by raiders, and we're dangerously close to losing life support. I repeat, anyone within range, we are in need of immediate assistance.
Raiders, huh? I thought it was pretty safe out here.
I thought it was a whole lot of activity, but...
We better go help. Distress call.
At the message cut off, but your sensors have located the source of the distress beacon.
All right, it looks like it's nearby. It's the nearest system. Or where did we pop out?
So you're in the Anawet sector.
Uh-huh.
What would be the largest, most navigated to planet in the Anawet sector? It'd probably be Bespin, right? Because of the Tabana gas mines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're in the Bespin sector, or system.
Great.
Which would be a short, you'd go for a couple of hours around Bespin to get to another little hyperspace jump from there to Bava.
All right. Looks like we're heading to the Bespin system. You got things under control up there?
Yeah. I really appreciate you showing me the ropes. I wanted to get a little more practice in.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Shouldn't be too big an issue. I mean, raiders are no joke, but at the same time, they're kind of a little bit of a joke around here. So, yeah, let's head over to the distress beacon.
You get us there. I'm going to run. Can I run a scan? Just like see other ships in the system? Or
yes.
Am I just looking?
I mean, you can visually see there's something out there. And as you get closer, you see that it is a ship.
Yeah.
It looks like a heavily modified freighter.
Yeah.
There's lots of carbon scoring on the outside. And there's air venting from multiple places.
Okay. So as we approach, I think Kel would like to assess danger. See if there's anything else besides that ship in our vicinity at the moment, because he's been around the galaxy once or twice. And sometimes a ship venting air isn't just a ship venting air. Can I do like a really hard perception check or something? Perhaps daunting?
Both of the checks are hard. I'm just determining which one.
Oh, just hard? Okay.
Yeah. Discipline check.
Hard discipline check?
Yeah. Unless you want to like look specifically at the venting.
No, I'd like to do a hard discipline check. That is a success and one threat.
It seems to be a deception. Yeah.
A deception?
Yeah.
Becros, there's something wrong here. This isn't what it seems to be.
Well, the ship in front of us is venting atmosphere. They're going to be in trouble.
Circle around it. Get a good look at that atmosphere. See what's happening.
All right. I can take us in a little closer for a visual inspection.
Sounds like you want to make a hard mechanics check now.
Okay. I'll make a hard mechanics check.
So I think as you bring it in, the ship that was built for us to feel the environment around it, even though it's space, we're coming close to this thing and there's this venting and the ship shakes a bit as we move around it.
Mechanics. So this is, so I'm doing mechanics to assess the damage of the ship, right? Kind of a knowledge roll on it.
A hard mechanics check, please.
All right. Well, here we go. Okay. Oh, okay. We got one success and one advantage.
Okay. Your success is that, that venting is 100% purely for show. Your advantage...
It's not even tied into the main line, Kel.
Your advantage is a boost die towards a average knowledge check.
Okay.
Which knowledge?
That is a good question.
Education?
Knowledge outer rim, maybe?
If it's not education, they're all the same.
Don't forget you've got all those destiny points.
Me?
Yeah, you're not telling that to me. Yeah. All right, we've got one advantage. So it's a failure and an advantage.
There you are. One advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Did not succeed.
Did not succeed. Yeah. The venting air is purely for show. And there's a there's like this weird modification that you can see that is obscured by the venting air, but you're not quite sure what that's for.
They've done some weird modifications to this ship, Kyle. Not all as it seems. What do you want to do?
Yeah, something strange is going on here. Hate to think it, but we might be looking at some local pirates or something.
Yeah, can you get a sense if there's anybody on board?
Yeah, just get a little bit closer.
Okay. The Chris angles in so that the canopy is has the freighter above it, so you kind of look up at the ship. Okay. And he kind of uses the little... Because it's such a mechanical ship, you get the psh, 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 as it kind of just slowly comes in closer to the ship.
What does this ship look like? Is it a freighter, a transport vessel?
It's a freighter.
Okay.
Specifically, it's a Suwantech TL-1200 freighter.
That is a hunk of junk. Looking at this thing, I'm surprised it didn't break down sooner. Now, something's wrong here.
It does look weirdly aggressive. A lot of the modifications are like, this ship is kind of like scary.
I got a dark side point on my sense roll and I'm not going to use it. Yeah, there's something off here. The force isn't, it's hard to reach.
It feels a little clouded for me too.
There's a darkness here.
Yeah. Well,
who can...
We don't want somebody else falling in for this. I mean, clearly it's some kind of trap or distraction or something.
We can't do much with just the two of us in one vector right now, though.
No, but we probably should take a pot shot at the sensor array or the comms array. If it's clearly a trap, we should disable that ability and then head out and report the
You work on taking that out and I'll get a message out to the local authorities.
All right.
So you could reach out to Bespin, to the local constabulary run by the O'Donnell family.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to access our comms and try and bounce a signal off of whatever relays are out here, which are not many.
Okay, so while you do that, does Becros want to make a daunting check to see if they can spot out of these modifications the communications array?
I think I would.
What skill?
Mechanics.
Okay. Becros's history as a mechanic and hotshot pilot, he has a couple of talents, and one of those is mental tools, which means that it always counts as having the right tools for the job when performing a mechanics check. So I think Becros has a history of modifying and such, and so would get a boost dice on this roll for having the right tool for the job.
That's fine. I'm going to give you a setback for the venting air, though.
Okay. It's a lot of purples, though, and I don't have anything to flip. So
I could flip something.
Do you want to flip something?
Not really.
Are you sure?
Oh, you should.
I already made it daunting, and I might want to use it for this next thing.
That's despair. You've got three more.
Can my talent inventor play a role here, since I'm looking to modify the comms tower by removing it from the ship?
No.
No?
You're trying to spot it right now.
I would offer seek, but I'm busy right now.
Yeah, you're busy. Let's see what else I got. I think that's it.
I mean, I could make this a perception check instead of a mechanics check, I guess.
I like the idea of using mechanics. I'm good with that. All right. Well, then the very last thing I will argue, if you will allow it, is the fact that I did take the Master Artisan. Once per round, I can suffer 2 strain to decrease the difficulty of my next mechanics check. So I will do that unless you tell me not to.
You suffer 2 strain for your next to make give yourself advantage on advantage. Yes, absolutely. On your next check.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
I heard yes, absolutely. So I'm going with that.
That's because I said advantage, which is a D&D term. Anyway.
Hey, there's a triumph. Oh, yeah. I've got 1 success, a threat, and a triumph.
Well, the threats is that the ship is powering on. So okay. Before, while it was giving minimal life signs and power signals, now it's powering out on. And I don't know how I can use those threats. But anyway. But yeah, you spot it. Now I guess you have to hit it. On. I think we're in initiative, though. Now, this seems like a good time for initiative.
I think we're in trouble.
Let's see. How does one do perception or initiative? I think that would be, yeah.
Can I roll vigilance?
It's either vigilance or cool.
I'm going to argue for cool because I am aware of what Backross is doing right now.
I feel like that's right. I feel like I'm rolling vigilance because my guys are figuring out, oh no, they didn't fall for our trap. Oh, crif.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you guys are cool.
Can I argue for vigilance for me though? Because I'm paying attention to the comms tower.
I mean, if you want to.
Okay, I would love to add a yellow dice to my...
Yes, so I got 2 advantages, and I don't know what that means.
Oh, that means you're going last, probably.
That means I'm going last. So, okay.
I got 3 successes and 1 advantage.
And I got 2 successes and 3 advantage.
Yeah, okay, so we have you 2, mm-hmm. And then me. Let's go back to that. Andrew, you got a triumph. What is your triumph, Andrew?
Well, I was kind of wanted to see what the initiative was because so the minions triumph. Do we get to know what that is?
I want to know what your triumph is first.
Well, that's kind of fair, but I wanted for my triumph was to, if they were going to take a pot shot at us, to have evasive maneuvers, to have the opportunity to take that maneuver before they shoot at us.
That's fair because they're going to shoot at you.
Okay, great.
Their triumph is they're going to attempt to take a pot shot at you. Let's see. So I have 2 initiative rolls, 1 for the captain, 1 for his minions. For the minions, I guess I'll have both guns in that slot because if I remember correctly, like they can be grouped together.
But if they're rivals, they should be separate.
Yeah, no, okay. So my 2 NPC slots are for the 2 different guns. But then who's making the maneuvering? This doesn't make sense.
Captain.
So then I need to have 3?
Yeah, you need 1 more.
Well, both gunners got a triumph.
Great.
I'm really glad I have
still
a base
going
maneuvers
last,
on.
But I've got 2 extra maneuvers, I guess. And they're both going to shoot at you guys.
So, Andrew, what did you use your triumph for?
Evasive maneuvers. Upgrade okay. These attacks that are coming in.
Great.
There was kind of a, oh, criff moment, and Vecros says, we've got trouble.
Oh, what?
And starts... flooring the vector in all different directions.
Okay.
It's really hard not to say in a lot of different vectors there.
I am shooting at you guys.
Yep.
I have 3 yellow dice for my gunnery.
You'll take 2 purple and a red for the difficulty.
2 purple and a red. I'm going to...
Do our shields do anything here?
They add setback if they are shooting at the front of us. So yeah.
We have 4 and aft.
Do we? Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like... I don't know what the ship looks like.
Front and back. It's a little wedge with...
I know really what a vector long... looks like. I meant the freighter.
Oh, it looks like a piece of junk. It looks like
a
triangle with a rectangle stuck on the back of it.
Okay. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I see where the 2 gunnery ports are, I think.
They're out on the sides, right?
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that you were maneuvering around on one side to find the communications array.
Yep.
And that one's going to shoot at you, but it's going to be shooting at you just as you're going past it. So it's going to shoot at your rear. So that's a setback die. I'm going to say a boost die because it's a surprise. Uh-huh. Okay, 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 okay.
You don't have any lightsaber?
No, I didn't even get the lightsaber in here. I think I...
You didn't even put the lightsaber in there?
I have, yeah.
So you don't want to board the ship.
Hey, does the light side paragon stuff we have give us some tokens?
Two light side points, because we're both light side paragons.
I knew I was missing something.
That's what we were missing.
Yep.
There are two light side points in the pool because we're both characters. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I've got. Three failures and one advantage and a triumph.
Great. So you didn't hit.
I did not hit, but I got another triumph for some reason.
Something great happens out of it.
You don't knock out my communications array. And then the other one's going to shoot at you, too.
Can you add a setback for that threat?
Yeah, it came up blank.
It's okay.
Two advantages.
That's great.
So one shoots at your aft as you're going under the ship and you spot the communications array and misses, but it means it's going to give you a, triumph. I am going to upgrade the difficulty of you shooting back.
Okay.
Because I think that's a way a triumph can be used, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
And the other one shot at your, at the front of you, missed. But with those advantages, are going to impose setbacks to your next piloting check.
Wow.
Do we have a hyperdrive? We have a hyperdrive on this thing.
Yes.
Okay. So Belkaros, you know, took the vector into a roll and a dive and is trying to put as much distance between them and the freighter and trying to get clear all while taking evasive maneuvers.
Whoa, what happened?
They're shooting at us. The freighter's shooting at us.
I knew it was a trap.
Well, yeah, but could have said something a little earlier before they were shooting at us.
I did say something earlier.
Not early enough. But we can talk about it later. It's fine. How's the communications going? Because they are a lot bigger than we are.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
We're busy.
I think we could use some help.
Situation has changed, and with the change in the situation, we need to change our tactics.
Change them how? How do we not need help?
I'm opening a comms to their ship.
You're gonna talk to them. I'd like to talk to them.
Yes, I would be happy to talk them out of shooting us.
All right, fine.
Just keep those evasive maneuvers happening.
You better believe it. If they don't have something nice to say, we're leaving.
I'm sure they won't.
So your action is opening up a comms channel to the ship?
Yeah, I would like to do a leadership check to let them know that they're attacking Jedi.
Okay.
And just let our reputation happen to them.
That's the best phrasing. Let our reputation
happen. So let's see. That seems like it's an opposed check. So a leadership opposed check would be up against like what?
Discipline?
Discipline.
Which is probably pretty high in the ship's captain.
They might have put it in leadership instead of discipline for a captain.
Leadership versus leadership, huh?
What kind of pirate captain is this captain?
I'm going to flip a point now to upgrade the difficulty.
Fantastic.
Hey, now I have three tokens.
So
what's the difficulty?
Two.
Great. Definitely not using encouraging words. Not encouraging anybody. I'm not encouraging them to shoot at us.
Discourage that. Discourage that, Kel.
Discouraging words.
Discourage that.
I'm going to impose a setback die.
Okay.
My own reasons.
Like they were already planning at shooting at us and not really talking to us?
I'd like to ask for a boost because we are flying a Jedi ship.
This is true. But that means that they already knew that you were a Jedi when they started shooting at you.
Well, I mean, it's a small ship coming into the system. Is that no boost then?
Yeah, that's no boost.
Okay.
You could see them. They could see you too.
Great. All right, so Kel opens up the comms, and I have two advantages, which I'm going to use on them actually opening up those comms back. So they take Kel's call.
Okay. And what does Kel say to them?
TL-1200, this is Jedi Master Kel, the Jedi Order. Cease firing at this moment, right now. I don't know, you got anything, Belkaros? He failed his leadership check.
I think stop shooting at us was a good start.
Stop shooting at us now.
The comms channel just fills with a whole bunch of death metal. It's very loud, very grating on the ears. And you're not entirely sure is what language that is.
I'm going to go ahead and turn this off. It's worth a try.
Was it, though?
Wasn't it?
So I think we need to leave, Kel. I think that is what we need to do.
Well, that could be. It's your turn now, Becros.
Yes, I suppose. I think we're going to try and hightail it out of here.
All right. So that is a piloting space roll, I think.
How hard is this roll?
I don't know what you're opposing it against.
Anybody got piloting over there?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Three red die?
Three red die.
It says he has three ranks in it. And
okay.
Great.
Okay.
We're not getting away from this.
No.
You should probably flip one of our story points.
I would think so. Since you're the better pilot between the two of us, and I'm taking all the pilots.
Hey, you know what? Since I'm the better pilot between the two of us, I get to use one of my talents.
Yay.
I get to use skilled teacher. If an ally at short range has lower ranks and is skilled than the character may perform a skilled teacher incidental to suffer a number of strain, no greater than ranks in skilled teacher, and add an equal number of success to the ally's check. So I'll take one strain, and you'll get one success.
Great.
Okay, was this in the lesson plan? I said I wanted more training, but I didn't mean to shoot to have things shoot at us. I don't like this.
The lesson plan was open-ended. It's a free-form course.
All right. Our handling is plus two.
Two boosts.
That's what I was going to ask for. And I'll just roll it.
Three despairs.
No despairs.
Great.
No successes.
One success from me.
It's not enough. It nets one failure and three advantage.
So one failure and three advantage.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you failed to get away from the freighter, the pirates, because they are still right on your tail.
Kel says, don't worry about it. You can do it. And that is him using encouraging words. You just take your time, breathe, feel the force. And after an engaged ally fails a check, I will suffer one more strain to assist the ally's next check as an out-of-turn incidental. So the next check you make is an assisted check.
Okay.
But that makes it my turn.
Yeah.
It does.
And I think that means that the gunneries are going to try firing at you again because they had successes, whereas the pilot had just an advantage. Or wait, I can do whatever I want with them. I can have them go in whatever order I want. This is not D&D.
Can either of us do a maneuver? Because
yes, I don't think
either of us did a maneuver.
Yes.
I think I will continue evasive maneuvers. I was just about to say the same thing.
Do you have an idea for a maneuver for Kel?
So you're already assisting me.
Yeah, but that's a free incidental.
Yeah. Let's see. Real quick. I have to look at that nice little chart again. Those are actions. None of those are maneuvers. That's not helpful. I mean, I would like for you to plot a course for us, but that's actually an action. Oh, why don't you angle our deflector shields?
Okay, great. I am angling our deflector shields to be in the right place to not get hit.
All right, so I think I am going to have my captain go first, basically staying on y'all's tail, trying to best maneuver for his gunners to shoot at you. So then that would be my piloting against Becros piloting, which is what?
Your difficulty would be two purple and a red. You might also look at your handling and add the appropriate number of blue or black dice. I say, it's knowing full well they're going to be black dice.
Negative three handling. So you're giving me setback?
Three setback. Because your ship is not as maneuverable as my ship. I mean, I'm pretty sure Becros, when he didn't succeed at getting further away from the freighter, pulled into a hard loop of evasive maneuvers and did one full loop-to-loop of the freighter before trying to head off again.
So he's giving a free incidental of assistance to his gunners in this role. He knows y'all aren't shooting back because you're Jedi and Jedi are all for life and light.
This is a time and place.
No, this is just where we're going.
Mark, do we have any missiles?
I don't think so.
Two failures and a threat.
That's what I like to hear.
I honestly don't know what that means, but that's what we got. You guys got a little farther away.
We'd be happy to narrate the threat.
I mean, sure. Absolutely. Go for it.
As it tries to overtake us, we are moving our vector towards the nearest stellar body. We're moving towards a moon or something that we can, there's a small moon.
Does Bespin have moons?
Is this Bespin?
Yeah, you're in the Bespin system.
Oh, no. Okay, then we're heading towards the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, Tabana gas. That's a new wrinkle for my brain.
So I think the threat is that we are getting closer to Bespin's atmosphere and
the gravitational pull and
beginning to skim the upper atmosphere.
Cool. Well, the gunners are going to fire now, which means I once again get to roll 3 yellow dice.
We're going to flip a destiny point to upgrade.
Those two upgrades, because we got the evasive maneuvers as well.
Fantastic. So 2 reds. And then there's a setback because of our shields.
Right.
2. Because you're angling the deflector shields.
Yeah. Gunnery check against you guys. Is that against your piloting?
Gunnery check. No, it's like a combat check. It's 3. It's a hard check because of the size difference.
Okay. So it'll be 2 red die and 1 purple die. 2 black for the shields. Boost die from the free incidental assistance. Yeah?
From the pilot?
Yeah.
Was it like encouraging words or something like that? Just yelling at them?
He's just yelling at them.
He's just singing along with the music.
They're all singing along to the music.
No wonder they can't hit us.
One or two of them have taken glitter stim. What?
Was it? They're on up powder. That's what it was.
Yeah, he's encouraging them. He's like, ride the storm, boys! Anyway, you guys can't hear that. The comms are off because you didn't want to listen to the death metal.
No, can we do like a little scene on board?
Okay, so on board the Nihil ship, because that's what this is.
Uh-huh.
That failed check earlier with the knowledge check was to see if you could identify a path engine. Anyway, there's a Deveronian in a sleek, long leather jacket that has the arms torn off. And he's wearing this, like, you can tell he's a Deveronian only because of the 2 large horns protruding out of his mask, but he's wearing this horrible, frightening mask with like decorative like spikes all over it, and through a heavily modified modulator respirator.
Ride the storm, boys!
And in the background, there are just these mooks just headbanging, trying to shoot off volley after volley after our ship, and just sort of missing.
They're in the same kind of chairs as Luke and Han and the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those little bubbles. Yep.
Yeah. So in one chair is a Twi'lek, again, identifiable because of the Leku, but again, horrible, like, mask and respirator, just like banging along to the song. You can hear like just inaudible gibberish coming out of their modulator. And then the other one is a Weequay. His mask isn't quite as covering of the face as the other two. It's more so you can still see sort of the broad structure of a Weequay's head. And then sort of strapped in, well, not really strapped in, they're just hanging on in the same sort of area as the captain is like a couple others. There's 2 humans and an Aqualish and 2 other Weequays. And they are just like hooping and hollering.
The air inside is smoky, and there are just it's dark except for some like strobing lights and like almost black light coming up from the floor,
and there's a lightning bolt motif like all over the place.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. Today's episode was produced by Nightcast Creative. To find out more about Nightcast Creative and the shows that we make, visit nightcastcreative.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Dicey Cantina and Erica Goodwitch. For more of Dicey Cantina, visit diceycantina.com or youtube.com/c/diceycantina. Thanks to Erica for running our first adventure. The seed for this adventure can be found as the modular encounter Welcome Aboard in the Lords of Nalhada supplement for the Star Wars role-playing game by Fantasy Flight Games, Edge Studios, and Lucas Books. We'll see you on Friday for the next episode of Path of the Storm.